AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Trump administration is in court for an emergency pause to a judge's order demanding full November SNAP food aid payments. Air passengers are scrambling because of the government shutdown. Hundreds of flights have been canceled. The 40 airports selected for the slowdown by the FAA cover more than two dozen states and include hubs like Atlanta, Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, and Charlotte, North Carolina. Anna Paula Zamorano was flying out of Denver.
I think I saw it coming. It's an inconvenience for passengers, but it's bigger inconvenience for the people that are not getting paid and many other things that are not working properly.
The AP's Kelvin Chan has advice for anyone at the airport whose flight has been canceled.
Take a deep breath. Don't panic. If you're already at the airport, get in line to speak to a customer service rep. And while you're waiting, you can try calling the airline or going online to contact reservation staff. Also, maybe reach out on social media like X, because airlines might respond quickly there.
FlightAware says more than 800 flights were called off nationwide, four times the number canceled yesterday. Not all were due to the FAA order. Airports in Chicago, Atlanta, Denver, Dallas, and Phoenix lead the way with the most disruptions. Republican senators are trying to end the government shutdown by preparing a bipartisan package of spending bills. But President Trump is not budging on the Democrats' big demand.
The shutdown is caused by the Democrats, and we're not going to spend $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion on health care for people that came into our country illegally.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the extension of health care tax credits is a must.
We're ready, we're willing, we're able to sit down with our Republican colleagues anytime, any place, in order to reopen the government, to find a bipartisan path forward, and to decisively address the Republican health care crisis that continues to crush people all across the country.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sittel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are falling on Wall Street and on track for their first weekly loss in the last four. The S&P 500 fell 0.9% in the first hour of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 195 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 1.5%. More drops in big tech stocks were pulling the market lower. AI chip giant Nvidia fell about 2.7%. Google parent Alphabet fell 2.9%. Block, which operates the Square and Cash App businesses, sank more than 10% after turning in results that fell far short of forecast. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
After 208 years, the Farmer's Almanac will be publishing for the final time. The Maine-based almanac, not to be confused with New Hampshire's Old Farmer's Almanac, says financially it's not worth continuing. The almanac predicts the weather and contains gardening tips, trivia, jokes, and natural remedies. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.